Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
We're the captain of the ship.
It's going to be
fun. Just
got
to sit back. Yeah, we're co-captaining.
Co-captains.
Got to sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey.
I love it.
Hello and welcome to sitting back, relaxing and enjoying the journey of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
It is you.
And this week we are joined by a wonderful human being.
Yes.
Exceptionally funny, Donna Collins.
Hey. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey.
Thanks for being on the pod. How are you doing, Donna?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Feeling like I could get sick any second, so that's real good.
I mean, it is that time of year.
Yeah,
the like worst time any of the year. Second.
Yeah,
like it could be now.
Halfway through. Oh, no, not now.
Okay,
okay.
Whoo! I think I'm gonna sneeze.
Oh my god! Oh my god, Donna, what did you do? You did that! You did that.
Any second.
Any
wow! Could I just have a tissue second, from behind you, please?
Jesus.
That's crazy. I've actually
actual witchcraft.
Yeah,
I think it's going to happen again, maybe. It could happen any second.
It's all,
any
maybe second. You're allergic to cats.
I think I am.
Yeah, we're all allergic to cats.
We're all allergic to cats.
I think everyone at some like
level.
Yeah, that's...
They're very...
Furry?
Because it's not even... Because like just a piece of hair can go up your nose and then you're done.
Yeah.
And well, it's their dried saliva.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because they're always licking themselves. That's why cats are more likely than dogs. Because their dried saliva gets on their fur. And then the fur goes everywhere. And then you breathe that in. It's called dander.
Oh.
And the dander is what makes you...
Allergic, yeah.
Wow.
Fuck. And that's why it's more likely cats than dogs. Because
they
cats
themselves.
Clean themselves.
Right.
In.
So actually what we're saying is personal hygiene. Is,
fuck it off.
Yeah. Just don't do it, cats.
Keep those cats dirty, you know?
That's fair.
Dirty cats.
Dirty cats.
I wonder if you had an extremely dirty cat, whether you would still be allergic to it in some way.
Probably
maybe
the
not.
Dirt.
Yeah, that's also...
Because, like, people are allergic to dust and stuff like that. Mm. Like, I... And pollens and...
Yeah.
You know, they'd probably pick up all that stuff. Can't win.
No.
It's almost like cats shouldn't be pets.
Wow. Okay.
Hot take.
Yeah, it's been, like, what, 2 minutes? And we're already just bloody tearing down the world and people's habits.
Yeah.
To be fair, I feel like I'm mildly allergic to dogs.
I am also mildly allergic to
dogs. But it's one of those ones where you just
deal with it.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
It's like with cats, you're like, no, I just want to keep it as a pet. But dogs make me sneeze and I'm like, no.
But
closer.
I love you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
Why?
Because dogs are good.
Dogs are good.
And you hate cats.
I don't hate them. Like, hate's a pretty strong word, but...
Well, I'm just getting a lot
you
of...
You
I'll
are
use it.
Very much the same wavelength about this. We're both just like, whoa, calm down. I just don't want them in my life.
Yeah.
They just are no good.
Yeah, I just don't like them at all. I never said I hated them.
Yes. I will. I do like patting cats. Yeah. I think they're adorable, and I love to pat them, and I know that's wrong. But my brain goes, soft kitty.
Yeah.
Soft kitty, pat it, and then I pat it.
It's wrong... Like on a
instinctual
level?
Yeah, like,
yeah. Is it wrong because you hate them so much
no.
that you're like,
or you're allergic, or because
it's my allergies. It's like if I touch a cat and then anything happens, my face will just slowly start to feel like it's melting. Like everything, like my eyes will go bright red, and I'll get like for some reason eyelashes really get in my eyes at that moment, and my nose starts running.
Depending on the dog, I'm quite allergic to dogs as well. Like. Because like, when I was growing up, the dogs that I had were outside dogs. Like, they were never allowed inside. Yeah. So, I never had... Like, I never learnt that I was allergic to them because they were always just outside. And we had huge backyards and, like, we were just running around with the dogs outside. It was fine. what was that smile about? Just running around with
just
the dogs?
Just running outside.
Just running outside.
Remember the good old days when you'd run outside.
Kids these days, am
fresh
I right?
air. Yeah.
They have their dogs
you
on the couch.
You have to just go in when the sun set.
I'm very old.
There was no cellular telephones.
I was going to say there was no lights, like yeah. no street lights back then.
You had to wait for your mum to bring out the lamp.
Yeah, gas
the oil.
Lamp.
Yeah, the gas the oil.
Kids get inside. Oh, yes. Ye olde mum.
I'm from the 1800s.
I was just about to say, and your parents are English, and they actually are.
Well, yeah. one of them is, yeah. yeah.
Like,
yeah.
actually has an accent and everything. Because you put on a bit of an accent, Dollar. I do. Donna, yes. Dollar.
Does he have an accent?
Dollar.
Do you think my dad has an accent?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I thought he sounded very proper.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's not even an accent. Maybe he just doesn't
maybe
sound
just
like
better
a...
than us. Yeah.
Maybe he's just...
Huh.
I've never really
your
thought about
that. Your dad's
very
pretentious, actually. I take it back. Wow.
Well, he's from Liverpool. But that's not the accent he really has. Because if there's a comedian that you both know that has a Liverpudlian accent from Sydney, but he doesn't, like, that's what my, like, that's what a lot of my family sounds like. But, or like my extended family.
Yeah.
But my dad doesn't sound anything like that.
Because he shook off the accent
yeah.
because he wanted to be more above us.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, person. That sounds like legit.
Rude. All right.
No, that's fair.
No, fun. Very fun.
I think.
Yeah. Speaking of very fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Donna.
Hi.
You are a comedian. We are in comedy yes. together. That is how we know each other.
I got called a comedian in a review of ours.
Yes, aww. And you said it was, what did you say it was?
Insulting.
Really takes after a dad, she does.
Yes, she does. How yes. very dare you.
So, yeah, we are all in comedy, doing comedy mm-hmm. things. But also, Donna, I hear you're a bit talented in other ways.
Yes.
Limber. No, I don't know.
I was going to say I could do a handstand, but I can't.
Yeah, okay. Don't can you do a cartwheel?
I tried at one point. No, I tried recently to do a cartwheel.
I don't think I could ever do a cartwheel.
I could when I was a kid.
Yeah, right.
When I was a little less, I don't know.
Prone to...
Tired with the world, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It was like I had more faith in my abilities because yeah. when you try and do a cartwheel but you're really scared, it just ends up... You just end up embarrassing yourself at the Christmas party you're at.
That 100% was the same when I went trampolining. You could see the kids like just doing all this like fucking wild shit.
Yeah.
Just flipping and kicking the air and like, I don't even know, like some yeah. just madness, right? And I thought to myself, I wonder if they're just so much more agile than I am or it's just that they don't give a fuck. They're like, whatever, if I break an arm, I break an arm. Whereas yeah. I'm like... I can't even jump too high because I'm scared that I'll like jar a knee or something. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You're not thinking about the future where you're like, oh, I'm going to feel this for 3 weeks.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, there's just something like, especially with cartwheeling and stuff like that, you really have to just like be like, all right, I'm committing to it.
The
I'm doing
last
it.
Time yeah. I did a handstand was in the backyard of the house that I grew up in. And it was right up the back where there was like a whole bunch of like dried grass and everything. And I did a handstand, put my hand onto the ground, and I obviously put my hand onto a jumping jack, like an ant, and it like it bit.
A what?
Jumping jack.
I don't know if I've heard of that.
I don't know if I've heard of that either.
You're both from Victoria, right? No, yeah. You're from Victoria.
I'm Victoria.
Yeah.
I'm Victoria.
Is that a Victorian thing?
No, I'm Victoria.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Ah, touché, touché.
Wow.
It's like, very it's not quite.
Oh, her name's her name now. We can't take her name. Oh,
there's only one Victoria.
It's not quite a bull ant. It's a bit smaller than a bull ant, but it's like an ant that like jumps and they bite you and it's yeah very painful. So and anyway, so I put my hand onto that and it bit me and then my hand like swelled up. And, like, obviously I was some sort of allergic to it rather than it just being a regular bite like it actually. And, yeah, and I had to run inside and be like, Mom, I just...
And I so, knew, wait, did and you I, do the cartwheel or not?
Handstand.
No, handstand.
Oh, a handstand, right.
Handstand.
How far into the handstand did you get? Just two hands on the ground.
Pretty much, yeah. Maybe my legs had just lifted off the ground.
Right.
Because I would have gone, yeah, my legs would have, yeah, and then I hit the ground and then immediately was just like... Oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
But the cartwheel, it probably would have looked more impressive.
Probably,
because your
yeah.
hand would have hit the ground and then you would have gone,
yeah.
Probably. And I think, like, sprung up really far.
Yeah.
It would have been really good.
You really should have tried that.
You really should have done that instead.
Commit to the bit.
Yeah, 100%.
10-year-old me is very disappointed in myself.
So I think we've established that we're all not that great at cartwheels or handstands. No, however, true. Donna, as I was saying.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You have skills outside of comedy.
Yes.
What are they? List them.
I draw
in order.
You do draw things.
I draw thing.
Yeah?
You draw
yeah.
thing.
Just one. Do you just draw the same
at
thing every day?
Yes.
What's the thing you've been drawing every day?
This beautiful hamster toy near me.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I left a gift that I got in hospital on the table here. And I should have realized because Donna has when she's on stage, she will find anything to touch when she's on stage and get distracted by. And she's a very, very good comedian and she's very funny. But you can't have anything on the stage because she will get distracted by it and just start talking about
it
while she's on stage. When I went down to check out their venue, because I produced Donna's split show that she did,
yeah.
When I went down to check the venue that they were on, I had to make sure that they moved a plant away from the stage.
Oh, God, I would have touched that plant.
So there was a plant that was sitting next to the stage and I was like, hey, do you reckon we could move that just for the first half of the run? And they were like, oh, we just thought it looked nice. I was like, no, it does. But
too nice.
You can't have it there. she will touch it.
What are some things that you've touched on stage?
Well, my problem is where I was in our lineup. We did, it was Gumsy Kirik, Elise Phillip and I. And Elise does this sketch right before mine where she covers herself in lotion almost completely.
Yep.
And it gets on the stage and it gets on the curtain and it gets on the audience one time and that's fine.
And so you touched an audience member's face.
I come on after that to see quite a big mess everywhere and I end up getting... Okay, for most of the shows, I'm glad you weren't there for them, actually. For most of the shows.
I'm glad you were in hospital, actually.
Just so you couldn't be disappointed with me on stage.
I could never.
I touch quite a lot of... I try and clean it.
Oh, my God.
During the show.
Donna.
And then sometimes I slip on it, which isn't actually on purpose. But
I would have...
There's no way. Oh, I could have gone first, actually. That would have been
yeah.
Thinking back,
yeah.
We could have just swapped the order.
Yep.
Yeah, bye. You know.
But then Gamzee would have still slipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the prowess.
No, or I guess Elise could go last.
No, yeah, but Elise did intermittent sketches. So Elise did three sketches.
Right.
One sketch up the top and then Gamzee, another sketch, then Donna, and then another sketch.
Right.
So, which was a great way of...
It
breaking
was
that up.
Really nice.
It was a really, really good show.
Very lotiony. And a lot of hot dog water at the end of it.
So many hot dogs waters.
Hot dogs waters. Yeah. Ah, my water broke. I'm a hot dog.
Jesus Christ.
Why is it?
I don't know.
A New York hot dog. I'm walking here. Oh, no. My water broke. I'm still a hot dog.
I think it's just because. Like hot dogs are like American, aren't they?
Sure.
Why not?
Hey, I'm walking in.
German?
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Well, aren't they like? I mean, fancy.
I think
hot dogs
I think the
German.
Name hot dog is probably American.
Exactly.
I could look it up. I'm can't be bothered. Normally I could, but I can't right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the dedication we wanted.
Yes. Yeah.
But you do draw, Donna.
I do draw good, yeah.
Yep.
She draws good. She made, well, she didn't make a birthday present for me, but she gave me one of her drawings for my birthday present.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was a...
That's so got to be good because you can just give out shit you've already done.
I know, right?
And people are really thankful
I was because I was going to buy it and then she just gave it to me.
Yeah.
It was a...
Could I just check out all the things you own? My birthday's in October, just so you...
it was a picture of all of like the lineup of the Mighty Ducks from D2. Have you ever seen the Mighty Ducks, Emily?
I don't think so.
Right. Mm.
Funnily enough, I went to a wedding recently.
How is this connected?
I'm loving this.
And yeah. And the groom was a huge Mighty Ducks fan. So the wedding was all beautiful and very classy and very like Vicky's dad, right? And then the pic, you know how like each table has a name usually?
Sure.
The only reference to Mighty Ducks in the whole wedding was that each table had a picture of a character from Mighty Ducks.
That's pretty cute.
So like it was stark contrast of like white tablecloths, like great cutlery, crystal whatever.
Yep.
And then these like table settings.
Here's
and then
Charlie Conway.
Yeah. And then the only other thing that was like Mighty Ducks related was every groomsman's speech.
Oh, God.
Like at one stage, I think in the movie, they must say like, quack, quack,
quack, quack. Yeah. Quack,
so,
yeah.
So like this wedding that had otherwise been, here's the couple's first waltz and like blah, blah, blah marriage was then
that perfect like wedding speech.
55% of the room being like, quack, quack.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
I thought
cool.
It was going to be like, here's the couple's first waltz and here's the couple's first one-on-one roller hockey game.
Oh,
quirk, quirk, quirk.
Fuck, I would love that.
There's a character who's actually Charlie Sheen's brother.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez is the coach. Yeah.
Yes. He... Oh,
explaining that to us. Yeah.
I think there's a character that's like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We know. Okay, wow.
Also, I reckon most of the audience knows.
It's a very well-known movie series.
Yeah.
Movie series?
Yeah, there's three. Emily.
Anywho, the groom at one point was like, yeah, like we tried to get him to Skype us or like FaceTime us and like he's busy, I guess.
Yeah, I reckon he's probably busy.
Oh, he's probably busy.
He didn't cry at the wedding and he was like, but I reckon if he did FaceTime us, I would have cried. And I'm like, this is.
I love Emilio Estevez more than my now wife.
Yeah. Like, he seems like he was using this whole wedding as
to try and meet.
To try and get Emilio Estevez.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, it does feel like that.
Is this the wedding that you emceed?
We won't talk about it just in case it was or it wasn't.
Okay, cool. Great.
I could have been to another wedding. I don't know. Shit happens.
Amazing.
But cool. So you sell
what would you name
your...
the tables in your wedding, Donna? I went to one once that was Jesus. They were out of the it was Harry Potter names for the or each of the tables.
Tables had names.
Yeah, no, so all other weddings that I've ever been to have all just had numbers.
Yeah.
But then this one particular wedding that I went to had Harry Potter themed names.
Like the houses, Gryffindor.
Yeah, Gryffindor.
Sorry.
Isn't that how you say it?
Gryffindor.
Oh, whatever.
Gryffindor.
Okay, cool. I don't know about my ducks, and I don't know how to say Slytherin.
Hufflepuff.
Ravenclaw.
All right. You're all cancelled.
I was going to say we're all Vicky's dad.
I went to a wedding. This is really beautiful. That's table names were significant places to the couple.
Oh, that's
so like
nice.
Where they had their first date, where he proposed to her, where... Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
The parking lot where they first had sex.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All the locations.
All the locations.
just his car's number plate.
Yeah. And, like, three winky emojis. Like, you know.
I actually have been to another wedding where the tables were named after Disney movies. Like, Disney cartoon movies.
I really don't.
And their honeymoon, they went to America, and part of it, they went on a Disney cruise ship. And since
so they liked Disney,
they loved Disney.
Right,
you and hope at that point. Yeah,
and
overcommitted.
I think they now have two children, and they've gone on
Ariel and what's the other one?
Eric. Pocahontas.
Oh no, you don't name them both. Oh, Jesus.
they've taken the kids now on the Disney cruises and stuff like that. They seem to do one every couple of years.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I reckon my table names would be each character or each person from Geordie Shore.
Oh,
just Gaz, Charlotte, Chloe, Scotty T. all their single cousins would be on Scotty T.
Is it like your entire wedding is explaining to each table
what
their name
and
is
and why they are there.
This is very important that you understand that I hate you and this is why you're on this table.
You're on the Gaz table because you used to be a loose unit, but now you're whipped.
What table would we be on?
I reckon you guys would both be on... Ooh. Yeah, I reckon you'd be on Chloe, the Chloe table.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because you're like a bit... of like a quirky good time, like you sometimes say things that are like hilarious but you're like where did that come from, and also I reckon
comedy but all right.
Yeah, well, she is like the comedian of the Geordie Shore house.
Yeah.
And also she's just like the best. Like she's just really a lot of fun. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
This worked out well.
Yeah.
What are yours? Tables.
Oh, God.
I have no idea.
Let me just, sorry, clarify before you get into yours. 100% that would not happen at my wedding. I can imagine my boyfriend listening to this being like, what the fuck? Wedding's cancelled. Relationship's over. Get out of here.
Such I know I'm about to go.
Team, all right?
No, he'd be more of a, ooh, he'd be more of a James who isn't on there anymore, but he was just like, ugh. You guys.
Gee, why'd they get rid of him, I wonder?
The one normal guy in the whole thing who thought he was just sharing a house.
He was so normal. He's now gone on to like create like a really like well-off personal training business. But he's like super normal. And all the time would just be like, they have like video where like something happens and then Chloe's like, oh, and then I fucking pissed in a pot plant. And then James would be like,
bits on us.
Exactly what we said.
and then James would be on and he'd be like, oh, had a bloody good sleep, me, like. Like, just, like, the dumbest shit. God. Just wasn't... You're like, shut up, James!
I just had a really good salad.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I... Maybe after my favourite St Kilda footballers?
Oof. Would you have a red, white and black themed, like,
day? If my ex and I had have ended up getting actually married, yes.
Mm. Because
shaking of the head. Because
I've told, I think I told the proposal story on worst first dates.
Yeah,
but he proposed like in our house and everything. But he didn't put down. There were red, white, and black fake rose petals on the ground. I love the look on your face right now, Donna.
It's just a lot.
So yeah, that was a thing. That happened.
So would you now do that?
No.
Right.
I mean, I do like those colors and that color scheme, but no.
If you take away the white.
No.
It's a very good color scheme.
Nope.
Red and black. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, nope. I didn't understand, but nope. I now understand why she's so nope. vehemently being like, no. No.
No.
Just saying, it's good. It's a good one.
Nope.
I think you should add a color. Blue. Is that a team?
What, red, white, black and blue?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a lot.
I was just trying to be included, guys.
Printers
I'm sorry.
Printers are just like, oh, jeez, we can't have this.
Red and blue, which is Melbourne.
We don't need to go through all the colours.
White
stop.
And blue,
no, oh, my God.
Red, blue and white, which is
Western. Wow, Emily. Wow.
What? I just can't handle it. Is it hot in here or is it me? Oh, my God. Sports talk.
Well, we were going to talk about our, like, passions outside of comedy, weren't we?
Yeah.
And mine is sport.
I really shouldn't have signed up for this one.
Nice.
You also like sport, clearly, if you have a team.
Well, it's hard to tell.
She's just from Victoria. You have to.
Yeah, it's very much my mum's team that she's liked since she was a kid, and we all have to like it as well. And so you bond with it.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird...
That's what Liverpool is for me
and
my sister and my whole family. We have to go for a Liverpool Football Club.
What if you don't want to?
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. Don't talk about that?
I don't ask.
Right, okay.
We don't want to find out what will happen.
Right.
You have a bit, Donna, that's about this particular thing, and you actually, you know, you could sleep out with the dog. That is literally something that was said to us as children as
Sames.
Well. Yeah.
I remember in primary school I drew a picture of it. Like, cause I was like, this is what will happen if we don't go for Essendon, and it's just me in a dog house sleeping there. And I kind of showed the teacher, and the teacher was like, oh boy.
Oh no.
And this was a joke, yeah? And I'm like,
I don't know. I didn't.
You tell me.
I didn't want to find out, so I just went for the team.
Yeah.
This sounds really cruel. I don't know if I'm on board with this.
It's hard to tell, to be honest.
Yeah.
But you kind of, it's Stockholm, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
That's like, why we all go for Stockholm.
I love Liverpool Football Club, don't get me wrong. Like, I love them. Yeah.
I want Essendon to win, but I don't know if that's just because I don't want my mum to be sad.
Aww.
Yeah, and she gets real sad. So it's like, go team.
That's so beautiful, but also, like,
tragic.
Yeah.
Yes. It's real confusing.
But that is a passion of yours, Vicky, sport for sure.
Absolutely.
Right?
I made you go to the football.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
See?
And would you say your, like, biggest passion outside of comedy is drawing, Donna?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love How it. Often do you think you draw?
Well, she bought a new phone.
I bought a new phone that has a little pen so I can draw on my phone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just constantly drawing.
Basically,
That's
yeah.
That's pretty sick, though. I really so you could like do it on the tram or whatever. Yeah. That's awesome.
I draw heaps. It's like if I'm really nervous or something, I kind of just draw little whatevers and, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then it's like a weird thing where it's like if I've got a deadline for like a commission or something and I get really stressed and then it's like, whoa, I guess I just got to draw more. I don't know.
So you draw more purpose. On the commission or you draw
usually,
something else different?
Unfortunately, usually no.
Yeah.
Usually like, oh, I've really got to get this done. Well, time to start something anew. But yeah, I do I draw people's pets.
Cool.
In watercolor
so good.
Pencils.
So good.
Which is really nice.
What if they're a cat? You just take a lot of Telfast before you go.
It's from a photo.
Oh. Okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Fuck.
I thought you were like literally like 19, I don't know what century it would be, but 19.
Like doing life drawings.
Yeah, doing life drawings of
a cat.
Of pets.
It'd just be a blur because it's like, oh, stop moving.
Emily just forgot that photos existed.
I 100% forgot that photos exist.
If more people would, I'd get more illustration commissions is all I'm saying. People forgot about photography. As a thing.
That is a good point. That is a good, very
That's
good
so
point.
That's so funny. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Listen.
This is what I have to deal with every day of my life.
Well, I'm fucking off, so have fun without me.
No, I'm still going to have to deal with it every day of my life.
Just knowing that you're out there somewhere.
She's forgotten that photos existed again.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, she keeps sending me drawings of her boyfriend in weird places around the world. They're really bad as well, which is the worst part.
I can't tell. Where is this from?
Is that the Leaning Tower of Pisa or the Eiffel Tower? I'm
I
very
don't
confused.
Know. Fuck.
Oh, did you hear about the sad thing, the Notre Dame thing?
Yeah.
So sad. Anyway. We don't have to talk about it. I'm just remembering it because of Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. No, it's awful. It's really horrible.
And constantly just like the thing that's been in the news all morning, like just on repeat, the same thing. Just watching the spire just fall. And yeah.
I was saying, imagine if you're the dude that left the drill that like overheated. Like you are really going to hate yourself for maybe the rest of your life.
Like that thought in the back of your head where it's like, did I leave the oven on?
But yeah,
like,
exactly.
Times a million.
Yeah, that. Like,
so
I reckon,
just like, honey, just put it out of your mind. You probably turned
fine,
it off.
Don't worry about it.
We'll just watch some telly.
Oh, my God.
Don't think you turned it off. Yeah. But it's got to have been something like that.
Yeah,
like
well, they said it was to do with the construction of some sort. I don't know. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, I'm sure they've figured it out.
Probably.
It wasn't intentional, apparently. Apparently, it was an accident. So,
no, yeah. I don't think it was malicious or whatever.
Can you imagine the mark that I want to make on the world is destroying an almost century, like, thousand-year-old cathedral.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with my life.
I don't know why anyone would want to do that.
No.
Unless you hate the church?
I guess. But or, even still, like...
I feel like it's
I feel like
the,
Notre Dame is kind of bigger than
yeah.
that. Like,
it
you know
feels like
I mean?
A weird symbol where it's like maybe they hate rich people or something and it's like a sign of a very...
Oh, maybe.
But then it's kind of like they've already pledged like $10 million to redo it.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like... Bit of a backfire, actually.
Yeah.
Just going to spend more money on it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they hate Disney. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Not a fan of that one.
Really?
That movie.
It has one of the best songs. One of the best Disney songs.
Can you sing it? Which song?
No, it's called Hellfire. And it's the best...
Oh, the bad guy one?
The best villain song that Disney has.
How does it go?
Okay.
I'm not singing it.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
I forgot that Anastasia's not a part of it. Disney.
No.
Because I was like, the Rasputin song? Very good, but never mind.
Also,
it's all a lie.
The Scar from... The Lion King.
Oh, yeah,
his,
Be Prepared.
Yeah,
yeah.
His song, that song's a great song, villain song as well. But I
think
Hellfire's
you know
better.
All the songs, Donna.
Yeah, that's on my wedding. each table is going to be a villain song. The different Disney movies.
And before you get your food delivered, you have to sing a verse. Love
Do
that.
Do it, Grandma. I don't know why I had a stick motion.
Poking Grandma.
Awake? No.
Be Prepared also has a lot of like Nazi stuff in it.
Very much.
So much Nazi stuff in
Nazi
it.
Nazi imagery. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, because the hyenas are all like doing the march, the like step,
goose step kind of thing.
Goose stepping. Wow. Yep.
Crazy time to be alive.
Yeah. Just one of the many things where the villains are like, hey, what if we make them a bit like Nazis? You know how bad they are? And then Nazis are just back all of a sudden.
Yeah.
No, like, no one's seen Lion King. Seen how bad Nazis are. No,
yeah, that's what you needed to know. Like, I wonder if that's the new movie
Lion King.
That's the one.
It'll have Nazi symbolism.
I hope not. I hope that we can do it without Nazi symbolism.
For once.
For once. Just one Disney film without Nazis in it. Come
all
on.
All the things I've seen have made it look very plain, that movie.
Yeah.
Because it very much looks like a weird documentary where they're following lions around.
It does kind of look, yeah.
But you don't really know what lions are doing, so I don't know.
But you will now after you see the movie.
I guess.
Yeah, Lion King is definitely true to life. Have either of you watched, or I know you've watched at least one episode, Emily, but the new David Attenborough documentary that's on Netflix, it's so beautiful and depressing.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like, nature documentaries used to be, look at this wondrous thing that's happened, and now it's like, the planet is dying.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Like, stop fucking with it ASAP, please.
Please.
I think we had a weird time, like, every Sunday we used to go have lunch with our gran. And because it was just in her lounge room, we just watched television.
Sure.
And every once in a while, we'd just watch a nature documentary. And then as a family, we'd get very involved in this nature documentary because it was like, look at this beautiful penguin. But there's this other bird that wants those penguins' eggs. And then it just like zooms out to this other bird.
Oh, God.
And you just go, no, don't take the eggs. And then the second bird comes up to distract the penguin. It's like, no, go back, penguin, your eggs.
Yeah. It's like the one that we watched the other day had a polar bear and a baby seal.
Nah, you're cancelled, polar bear. Go fuck yourself.
And the mum seal is in the hole in the ice, and the baby seal.
I can't
seal...
even look at you while you're nah.
you watched it.
Yeah, and it was the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. I'm
horrifying?
Literally having flashbacks. Some bullshit
the
right here.
The baby seal got away.
No, it did not. The first one did not get away.
What do you mean?
There was a baby seal in the polar bear's mouth and just the polar bear just fucks off with this baby seal.
Yeah, but not the second one. The
Well, one baby seal still died, Vicky.
Yeah, but that means the polar bears don't die. Because they got food.
So tricky.
Yeah.
Which one
do
you love?
Yeah, exactly.
I still hate those birds that ate those eggs. That's all I'm saying. That mum came back and she looked devastated. She probably didn't. Actually,
she's probably just like, whatever.
I'm sure she probably did.
Oh, yeah. She's probably very sad.
She's probably
Unless
still thinking about it.
You know those ones where it's like they just eat the babies, their own babies sometimes?
Yeah.
And you just kind of go, ooh,
no, penguins
right.
are very...
I think penguins are very penguins. Maternal yeah. or paternal, I think. Yeah. Because I think the dads do most of the looking
after.
But
that's after the eggs are laid.
Yes.
Like, I mean,
hatched. Yeah. Don't the dads
they
look after the...
Them as well,
the eggs?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe, yeah. So little, after they're laid then, yes.
Yeah, I think the dads look after them after they're laid.
I've seen Happy Feet. I get it.
I have not.
Me neither.
What?
Mm. Yeah. No.
Happy Feet is
no,
like...
No, caring for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't really appeal to me.
What? It's like musical... musical penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the two things.
Yep.
Oh, man. We have to watch Happy Feet.
Nah. I like a musical, but I don't know. That one just didn't speak to me.
It kind of had that same vibe where it's like too... I don't know. The animation sometimes...
You know,
I need it to be cartoonier, basically,
sure.
sometimes.
So
I feel more.
So wait, do you want to see Pixar or do you want to see, fuck, what's the other company that makes DreamWorks? Do you
want
to see...
I don't want DreamWorks where everyone's doing the
same
face.
Doing the
face.
Same face with the eyebrow raised.
But that
They're
kind
all
where
the same.
It's a little more... Because I feel like when I saw the thing for Happy Feet, they all had like a slightly realistic kind of look.
Yeah, that penguin really looked like Elijah Wood. It was weird.
No. Like they look like penguins and they didn't look like cartoony
sure.
penguins. I don't know. I just love watching 3D movies with my gran.
Aww.
Because then she's just like, how do they do it? It's magic. And it's like, great, we've seen this so many times. Just deal with it. I don't know.
She's never been to a movie world, watched a 4D movie?
No.
Oh, God, my God.
No. She doesn't.
How do you,
the
do you watch
now?
These 3D movies at home?
Oh, yeah. I meant, you know, the confusing way of saying 3D now, where I mean the animation of
you
like
mean,
Pixar
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you mean 3D
like
animation.
3D movie.
Oh, right.
Not flat 2D animation. Yeah, I know, it's weird, hey.
Yeah, it's definitely because for 2D she's like whatever, but it's like, Gran, you've
oh, yeah,
never
just drawings.
Animated a 2D movie in your life. That must also be magic to you. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, yeah. It's not just a flip book, Gran.
A lot of people put a lot of effort into it. And I think you should view that as magic as well. Also, real life movies. People are putting a lot of time.
A lot
into
of time.
This, also magic. I don't think you've ever used a camera in your life. No, she has, but not a video. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Not
although,
pictures.
Going, DreamWorks did make How to Train Your Dragon, which is one of the best movies, animated movies. Emily, looking at me like...
Wait, what? What did you say?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah, I love How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah. There we go. Those movies
I
are the
I was
best.
Trying to think of a would you rather, to be totally honest with
okay,
you.
Okay, right.
I was that's like fine. Staring at your face, but I was not.
You were not listening to me.
I was not listening.
I mean.
I was like, no one's going
to
ask me a direct
once again,
question.
Donna, see what I have to deal with.
This is how the podcast go halfway through yeah, the end. It's just
she
silence.
She just blacks out. You can tell that, yeah, when she's having fun, it takes her a long, lot more effort to like think of a would you rather for the end.
Is it time for my would you rather?
Yeah.
I'm loving this.
Okay. Donna Collins.
Oh, that hamster's name is Arnold P. Stone. We call him Stoney.
Okay.
Because I was given him
Pete, yeah,
when I got stones.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's from what Vietnam.
Fun thing to remember. Is
and
that
it's kind of like
stone?
He's holding
yeah.
a little, yeah.
Yeah. Well, technically that's a seed, but now it's a stone.
He looks embarrassed.
He looks like he's going to eat your kidney
does
stone,
look
actually.
Look it. Look it from her insides. Oh, what a horrible thing.
Okay, that's
you bastard.
Really scary now.
He's your doctor.
Yeah.
Arthur P. Stone. I took it. I took it home with me. Anyway, what's the... Sorry?
Hello.
Hi.
It's the part of the podcast we like to call Hypothetically Yes.
Yes.
Where I ask you a hypothetical question based on our chats today. Mm-hmm. So, Donna Collins, would you rather...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you think of one?
No, not really, to be 100% honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just had something in my mind, but I've just totally forgotten what it was.
He's holding it now.
He is holding it now. Oh, look at him.
Would you rather every show you do, that hamster is there.
On stage with you.
On stage with you.
And I can touch it?
Yeah.
Hey.
But like then
but maybe the crowd will be into it, maybe they won't be. You don't know.
That's true with a lot of my jokes.
Yeah.
Or what was the other one that I was gonna say? God damn it.
I'm gonna leave this in.
It's like, or it's lodged in my kidney. Is that
okay, yeah. Would you rather That's a great would you rather. Thanks for helping me out.
You're welcome.
Would you rather have that on stage with you every set you do or that thing that looks kind of like a seed slash a whatever is lodged in your armpit?
Oh, why?
I clearly have this on stage. There's no negative to having this on stage.
Apart from the fact that it's weird and you have to address it every single time. You'd be like, anyway, this is my hamster.
Yeah, but you come up with some good jokes for it, though.
I feel like I've got to address, like, I've got, like a seed in my eye?
just weird would you rather happens and...
I guess I picked the wrong one.
Oh no. Do you reckon you could be like a double act? Donna and Arnold?
What do you think, Arnold?
No.
Rude.
That's fucking I like rude. That you moved the microphone to its mouth, but it's a podcast, so they didn't hear that, but just...
We'd be a terrible double act. You ruined it, Donna. You ruined the bit.
That's so funny. Oh, man. We're going to have to get a picture of Donna with Arnold.
Yeah, definitely. Introducing the best new double act in Melbourne.
Ta-da.
Aww. He's pretty cute.
He is very cute.
Very cute.
No. All right.
And you're right, I shouldn't have things near me.
No, you shouldn't. You should never have things near you. All right, final question, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Same question that we ask of all the guests. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
I love him. He was one of my first comic book characters that I really liked, like really related to and really enjoyed, like, and kind of got me into comics actually as a whole.
Because
I think I got a couple, I don't know, like some random fair or something at school, and I bought a couple of comic books and they were both Spider-Man ones. And it was kind of through that, like the drawing style, I like replicated that a bunch and kind of got through that and really liked him. And just his, you know, just his way of dealing with things, where being very, you know, funny and wisecracking and all that. And I was like, yeah, he's really cool. I like him. So yeah, I love him quite a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and yeah, that's pretty much.
I love it.
What got me into the whole dealy Spider-Man was.
That's so cool.
And from there, collected more books and more stuff, and got I really like Ben Reilly, his clone.
Yes.
Who might actually be Peter Parker? Wink, wink. I don't know. Read the Clone Saga. It's a lot. but I like him because his outfit's like a hoodie with a spider on it, with the sleeves ripped off.
Yeah.
And I was just like, real wow, that's so cool. And then I like looking back, I'm like, nah, that's still real cool. I'm like, this hasn't changed at all. And he had blonde hair instead of, oh man.
Yeah.
Ben Reilly. Good on him.
So cool.
So cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of so cool.
Donna.
Donna. Thanks so much for being on the pod.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Been an absolute pleasure.
Hell yeah. Aww.
You can do. Where can people find your art and your comedy?
I've got an Instagram. It's Donatello24.
Yeah,
D-O-N-N-A Tello.
Yeah.
I also have an Etsy where I sell prints. It's 24 Laha, 24 Laha. I don't know why I'm spelling things.
No, no, that's good.
It's definitely helpful.
It's handy.
Yeah.
My Facebook, I think. Yeah, Facebook.
Is it Donna Collins Comedian? Or just,
yeah, I think Donna Collins Comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, my personal one. No,
I don't
do anything to either of them. I barely put anything.
And
on.
She doesn't have an Instagram, but I'm going to try and make that change.
I have an Instagram.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a Twitter. No, no, I do have an Instagram. Please look at that. I put stuff on that.
I put
a Pikachu drawing recently.
It was very cute.
Yeah, I did it on my phone.
Hell yeah.
That new phone pen really coming in handy.
So good. I really love it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
It sometimes makes phone calls.
Yeah, you
use. And I go, ugh.
Yeah,
and
throw it away.
I'm trying to draw.
thanks so much, Donna.
Thank you.
Meet you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.